So you can tell the people about the format. I will talk about Arafah and then he will make announcement. Then after that we'll have dawn.
Inshallah, we can get started now.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to welcome our viewers as everyone is joining. We are broadcasting live on Zoom, YouTube, and ISOC Facebook. You are in the virtual company of Dr. Siddiqui. Welcome to you, Dr. Siddiqui.
Assalamu alaikum.
So before we begin hearing from Dr. Siddiqui, we will have his talk about the significance of this blessed day of Arafah. And then we will make some announcements about tomorrow. And then we will conclude the program with the dua. So let's begin. Dr. Siddiqui, if I may turn to you. We are now in some very precious moments of these blessed days. What should we be doing now? How should we be spending these coming hours and days? What frame of mind should we be in? Can you set the tone for us, please?
Inshallah. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala sayyidil mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. So we are on, this is the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah, and this is known as the Yom Arafah, the day of Arafah. It's a very blessed day. It's one of the best days of the year. This is the day of Hajj. Those who perform Hajj, they have to be there from noontime of the Zawal until sunset. But if anybody misses that, even up to the Fajr of the next day, if they are there, their Hajj is okay. Their Hajj will be valid. But the best time is to be there from the noon time on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah until the sunset time. But first of all, let me tell you what is Arafah. Arafah is the name of the place. In the Quran, it is called Arafat. So Arafah and our Arafat is the same thing. فَإِذَا فَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. So Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah has mentioned the word Arafat. Arafat or Arafah is a big valley surrounded by mountains. And it is about, and on the east side of Mecca. It's about 12 miles east of Mecca. The road that goes to Taif, from Mecca to Taif, that you'll find that on the Arafah there, about 12 miles from Mecca. And Mina is also in the same direction. Mina is about 4 miles from Mecca. And the pilgrims, they go from, on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, they go to from Mecca to Mina. And then from Mina, they go to Arafah on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. So Arafah has a beautiful meaning. They say Arafah ya'rafah means to know. So some people say Adam and Hawa alayhi salam, when they left the Jannah, they met each other there. What a beautiful place. So Adam and Hawa, our parents, they had their first encounter on this earth, on that place. Some people say Arafah means the place where people know each other, because a lot of people come and make Hajj, so they know there. So this is the place that has been visited since the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, 4,000 years ago. Ibrahim alayhi salam was there. So since for the last 4,000 years, people have been gathering there, a small number, a large number, whatever, millions of people gather sometime. So that is a gathering place of the people. And it is also mentioned that some people say that Arafah is the place where people, you know, they confess their sins. So they recognize their sins and their mistake and they make tawbah, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another explanation is given that when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and showed him the places of Hajj and Manasik, where you should go and what you should do. And so he took him around of this big valley of Arafah and asked him again and again, A'arafta, A'arafta. Understand it? You got it? I mean, this is what the explanation is. We will say because he said it many times, A'arafta, from this came the word Arafat. And another meaning is, in Arabic language, urf means perfume. So that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away the sins and gives the perfume of forgiveness to the believers. So all these beautiful explanations give the meaning of this place. So this place is a very blessed place, very historical place. In the middle of, in this valley, there is a mountain called Jabal al-Rahma. Jabal al-Rahma is the mountain of mercy. Rasulullah, when he performed the Hajj, he stood near that mountain and he gave his famous speech. So that is the place of, and many people, Hujjaj, they go there. Some they go all the way up to that mountain and make dua from there. On the other side of this valley is the Masjid al-Namira, a very famous masjid. It's also known Masjid Ibrahim al-Khalil. It's a large masjid. And this is the masjid from where the khutbah of Hajj is given. So the imam, he gives the khutbah, and then after that, people pray Zuhr and Asr prayer. Two rak'ah Zuhr and two rak'ah Asr, and they are prayed together. And then after that, people go and have their lunch. And I mean, we are supposed to fast on the day of Arafah, but Hujjaj are not, it is not recommended for them. They can fast, but it's not recommended for them to fast, because fasting on that day make them not attentive to their other duties. So they have a lot of things to do on the day of Arafah. That's why it is said that Hujjaj should not fast on that day. But it is a very blessed day for fasting. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that. He said that those who fast on the day of Arafah, their sins will be wiped. The sins of this year and the sins of the next year, that is a lot of forgiveness comes from the fasting on this day. It is also the day of repentance. It is the day of Tawbah. This is the day of seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making a lot of dua. The Prophet says the best dua is the dua of the day of Arafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially for the people who are gathered in the valley of Arafah, for the Hujjaj, they are the ones who have a special blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is not limited to only to people of those who are performing the Hajj. The blessings are for the whole world, for all people. So that's why we have to join them. We have to join them by doing the good deeds, by doing the ibadah, by fasting, by doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying the nawafil, reciting the Quran, doing the acts of charity, all of these things. So we have only few moments left before the ghurub here in California. And it is very nice to keep in our mind that this is a great moment. Of course, for the Hujjaj, the time is already gone. For them now, it is the Eid day, the next day in the morning there. In Saudi Arabia, at this time, probably there is 5 o'clock in the morning, so they are praying Fajr of the Eid day. So for them, this night is gone. Those Hujjaj there, they have gone to Muzdalifah, and from Muzdalifah, they move to Mina after that. But for us, it's still there our time, when everybody is supposed to do things according to their time. So we have to do it according to our time. We fasted according to our time. We are going to break our fast according to our time. So in a similar way, we have to make dua according to our time. So it is important to recognize, and it is mentioned in some of the by some of the authorities that jama'atu min as-salaf kanu yatashabbahuna bil hujjaj yawm arafah fi as-sana allati lam yahujju fiha wa yarawna fi'la dhalika fil masajid. Some of the salaf, some of the past pious people, they used to try to resemble Hujjaj on the day of Arafah. So Hujjaj are in Arafah, and any year they will not make Hajj, they will try to act like Hujjaj, and they make dua and they fast, and they used to gather for dua in the masajid. Yarawna fi'la dhalika fil masajid. They used to do that in the masajid. So we are not doing it in the masajid. Inshallah, when the masajid will be open, we'll do that. But we are doing it here now so that you can all make your dua in your home. And this dua is known as khair dua, dua yawm arafah. Rasulullah said in the authentic hadith, the best dua is the dua of the day of Arafah. And then he said, wa khair ma qult wa nabiyuna min qabli. And the best what I said and what the Prophet before me said is this short dua. And that is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So this is the dua that the Rasulullah repeated. The meaning is, there is no God except Allah alone, without any partner. Kingdom is His, and all the praise belong to Him. And He has power over everything. You might say there is no dua here. It's only praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh? But you are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you recognize that Allah has power over everything. So if Allah has power over everything, then you are acknowledging that, you are recognizing that, and you believe in that. And then you can say after that whatever you want. Or by just saying that, He knows your need. He knows what is in your heart, what is in your mind. He knows that. And He has power. He can do that. So that's why we are here only praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the praise, there is a hidden a desire that, oh Allah, help me, bless me, protect me, help me and my family. So inshallah, after a few moments, with the announcement that will be made, then inshallah, after that, we'll make the dua. And this dua, in this we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, we ask Him to forgive us and to protect us, especially at this time, when we and the world are all encountering this terrible virus that has affected our life. We are not going to have Eid together and in one place as we used to have enjoyed that. We had difficulty last Eid, Eid al-Fitr, last Ramadan we had that, and our masajid, even where they are open, a very small number of people and with a social distance about 6 feet or so, and everybody is masked. All of these things are there happening. So may Allah remove this and bring our life to the normal and keep us on the right path. Bless us and forgive us for whatever mistakes we have done. And then we also pray, inshallah, for our families, for our children. May Allah keep them on the right path and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continuously bless us in our life. So that will be our dua. And dua will be in Arabic. I will not translate everything, but say a few words to understand what is going on. So it will be a little long dua. And turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. Most of the dua is taken from the hadith of the Prophet or from the Quran. Some of them are also from some pious and righteous people. So this is not, there is no one place where you'll find this dua, but this is a collection of many duas, inshallah, that we'll be doing. So now you hear some of the announcements, and then after that we'll go to dua. Barakallahu fiqh.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. May Allah accept our duas and take us towards goodness. Let's talk a little bit now about how our day will unfold tomorrow. We will pray Fajr as usual, of course, and then at 8 a.m., we will broadcast live the Eid khutbah with Dr. Siddiqui. But we will pray at home. You can watch the Eid khutbah on Zoom, Facebook, and YouTube. Just tune in to any one of the platforms, but we will pray at home. Later, we will have the Jummah prayers by prior registration, just like we've been doing for the past few weeks. Then in the evening, now here comes the fun part. We will be holding a drive-through at ISOC with some treats and goodies so that we can still enjoy a celebration with our community, family, and friends. The drive-through will be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. So start to line up along 11th Street, then enter into the back parking lot and make your way around the various pickup stations in your, but just stay in your vehicles and just pop your trunk open and our volunteers will be happy to pass you some treats. We do not have any photo opportunity tomorrow. So stay in your vehicles. We ask that you do not even get out of your vehicles, not even to take your personal photographs or selfies. And this is really, brothers and sisters, also that we can have a safe and fun event, inshallah. So you should have received a newsletter early in the day and another one in the evening. Please do check the website, eid@isocmasjid.org. to register your arrival time, just an approximate arrival time, but do let us know how many children will be with you so that we can plan accordingly. So that's eid@isocmasjid.org. This is Sabiha wishing us all good health and Eid Mubarak from my family to yours. And Dr. Siddiqui, may we join you for the dua.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our attention, our sincere attention to Allah, asking Him to bless us, bless our families, bless our community. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن أنت الحق وقولك الحق ووعدك الحق ولقاؤك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والبعث حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق اللهم لك أسلمنا وبك آمنا وعليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وبك خاصمنا وإليك حاكمنا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. So we say, oh Allah, praises for you. You are the light of the heavens and the earth and all that is in it. You are the managers of the affairs of the heaven and the earth. And praise is for you. You are the king of the heavens and the earth and all those who are in. You are true and your words are true. Your promise is true. The meeting with you is true. The Jannah is true and the fire is true and the hell is true. And the resurrection is true and the prophets are true and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is true. O Allah, to you we submit. In you we believe. Upon you we put our trust. And towards you I return. O Allah, forgive us. Whatever we did in the past and what we do later and whatever we did openly and whatever we did secretly. You are the one who advances and you are the one who retards people. O Allah, there is no God except you and there is no power except through you. O Allah, accept from us. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتمها وخير أعمالنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن أعوذ بنا عظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا والله make our best deeds the deeds that are towards the end of our life والله make our best part of our life is the last part of our life والله make our best days the days when we meet you والله we ask you to forgive us to protect us to save us and give us the goodness in our deen, in our religion, in our worldly life, and also in the akhirah. O Allah, cover our mistakes, remove our fears, and protect us from in front of us, from behind us, from the right side of us, from the left side of us, from above us, from beneath us. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala, wa darak al-shaqa, wa su'i al-qada, wa shamatat al-a'da, ya sami' al-du'a. Wallah, we ask you protection from afflictions, the terrible affliction, from the misfortune that may happen, and also from the decision, decrees, your decision decrees if they affect us in a bad way. Wallah, we seek your refuge from that our enemies laugh at us. Oh, the one who heard our dua. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء يا أرحم الراحمين والله protect us from every difficulties of this life and the life to come والله remove this pandemic from us والله remove this pandemic from us oh the most merciful oh the most merciful the most merciful of those who are merciful اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم وخير ما بعده ونعوذ بك من شر هذا اليوم وشر ما بعده اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والجبن والبخل ومن غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال والله we ask you to give us everything good of this day and after this day And Allah protect us from every evil this day and after every this day. Allah, we ask you to protect us from every worry, from every grief, from the disability, from the laziness, from cowardice, from stinginess, and from the overburden of indebtedness and overpowering of people. اللهم إنا نعوذك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن والله we ask your protection from the punishment of hell from the punishment of the grave from the trials of this life and the life after death. Wallah, we seek your protection from the trials of the Antichrist, Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Wallah, we ask your protection from every trial, from every tribulation, whether it is open or hidden. Allahumma naqqi qulubana min al-khataya, kama naqqayta al-thawb al-abyad min al-danas, وباعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. والله, clean our hearts from all mistakes as the white cloth is clean from the dirt. والله, make our mistakes as far away from us as the east is far away from the west. اللهم اكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وزدنا ولا تنقصنا وارض عنا وأرضنا والله honor us, do not dishonor us. والله give us, do not deprive us. والله increase us and do not make us less. والله be pleased with us and please us. اللهم إنا ندعوك بإسمك الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد وندعوك باسمك الأعظم أن تمنن علينا بصلاح أبنائنا وبناتنا. والله, we pray to you with your great name, with your name, the one, the alone, the single, the absolute, the most powerful. We ask you by your all these your names that you favor us by the righteousness of our sons and our daughters. اللهم عافهم في أبدانهم وأسماعهم وأبصارهم وأنفسهم واجعلهم من المعافين من البلاء برحمتك المعصومين من الذنوب والزلل والخطأ بتقواك الموفقين للخير والرشد بطاعتك. اللهم عنا على تربيتهم وبرهم. والله, protect our children in their physical life, in their hearing, in their eyesight. Allah, keep them protected from every difficulty by your mercy and save them from sins and mistakes and errors by giving them taqwa. Allah, guide them to do everything good, everything is righteous. Allah, help us to raise them up in the right way. Allahumma inna nastawdi'uka dhurriyatina min kulli afatin wa'aha wa min sharri 'ayni kulli hasid وغل كل حاقد ومن أصدقاء السوء. والله, we put our children under your trust so that you keep them away from every difficulty and from the evils of, from the evil eyes of every jealous person and from the hate of every hate person of hate and from bad friends, bad companions. Allahumma fizhum. اللهم ارزقهم حزا في الدين وحزا في العلم وحزا في الخلق وحزا في الخلق وحزا في محبة الناس. اللهم عزم مكانتهم وارفع شانهم بين عبادك. والله, protect them. والله, give them a good share of deen, a good share of knowledge, a good share in their health, and a good share in their morals and manners. Allah, give them a good share of the love of the people for them. Allah, increase their honor. Raise them up high among your servants. Allahumma ja'alhum min as-salihin wa min as-su'ada al-atqiya al-aghniya al-asqiya al-hulama al-ruhama. Allahumma la taj'alhum min al-ashqiya. Allahumma a'izzahum. Allahumma as'idhum wa as'idna bihim wa ma'ahum wa la tashqihim wa la tashqina bihim. Allah, make our children righteous and fortunate and pious and prosperous and generous and forbearing and merciful. Allah, do not make them from those who are unblessed. Allah, honor them and bless them and bless us with them and do not make us unfortunate by them or through them. Allahumma aslih lana deenana alladhi wa ismatu amrina wa aslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashuna wa aslih lana akhiratana allati ilayha ma'aduna
واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. Allah, make our religious life good, make our worldly life good, and make our akhirah good. Allah, give us the good things of this life, and when the death comes to us, give us release and comfort from every evil. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal wa na'udhu bika min an nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Wallah, we ask you that you be pleased with us and give us jannah. And we seek your protection that from your anger, from your wrath, and from the hellfire. O Allah, we ask you Jannah, and every word and deed that can bring us closer to Jannah. And we ask you to protect us from hellfire, and every word or deed that can bring us closer to hellfire. O Allah, save us from that. Give us good in this life, and give us good in the life to come. Rabbana ij'alna laka zakirin, laka shakirin, laka awabin, laka mukhbitin. Allahumma taqabbal tawbatana, waghsil hawbatana, waajib da'watana, wasabbit hujjatana, wahdi qulubana, wasaddid alsinatana, waslul sakhaima qusudurina. Allah, make us from those who remember you, who thank you, who turn towards you, who obey you. Allah, accept our tawbah, accept our repentance, wash our sins, accept our dua. Allah, give us the strength in our life, and guide us, and make our tongues righteous. Allah, remove any hate from our chests, from our hearts. Allahumma inna na'udhu bi ridhaka min sakhatik, wa na'udhu bi mu'afatika min uqubatik. ونعوذ بك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. والله, we ask you for truth that you protect us by your pleasure, by your approval from your anger. Protect us from your punishment by your forgiveness. Protect us from you by you. And we cannot praise you enough. You are as you praise yourself. رَبَّنَا جَعَلْنَا مُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ. Allah, help us to pray regularly, and our children pray regularly. Allah, accept our dua. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِوَالِدَيْنَا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive the believers on the day of judgment. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar wa adkhilna al jannata ma'al abrar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tu'akhidhna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu 'ala alladhina min qablina. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين المضطهدين في كل مكان والله help our brothers who are oppressed who are persecuted everywhere Wherever they are persecuted, Allah help them, whether in Palestine, Palestine, in Kashmir, in India, in China, in Burma, in Yemen, wherever they are in difficulty, Allah remove their difficulties. Allahumma ansurhum ala adaim. Allah help them over their enemies. Allahumma ajma' kalimat al-Muslimin. Allah unite the words and the actions of Muslims. Let them work together. Allahumma ajma'alhum hudata muhtadeen. Allah make them guides. Guided people who guide others. Not those people who go astray and who make other people go astray. Allahumma ajma' kalimatana wa alif baina qulubina wa barik lana fi ahlina wa awladina wa fi masjidina wa jam'iyyatina. Allah, unite us and make our heart together and bless us in our family, in our children, in our masjid, in our Islamic society. اللهم اجعل لنا لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلنا من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا من المسلمين ولا تخزنا يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم والله give us good name good reputation among the people that come after us والله make us among the inheritors of the Jannah And forgive our parents, forgive our mothers and fathers, and do not disgrace us on the day of resurrection. But nothing can help except your grace, your blessing. رَبَّنَا اخْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ندعوك دعاء من خضعت لك رقبته ورغم لك أنفه ورق لك قلبه وفاضت لك عيناه أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا والله Oh, the one who is alive and who is the one who under whose hand is everything. We ask you, help us by your mercy. We pray to you the prayer of the one whose neck is bowed towards for you, whose heart is flowing with emotions for you, and eyes are flowing with tears for you. Allah, forgive us our sins and our excesses in our matters. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Allah, send peace and blessings to our Prophet Muhammad and on his family and his followers. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم.
وياكم آمين ثم آمين. On behalf of our EC and Majlis al-Shura and all the staff at ISOC and Orange Crescent School, we wish you a peaceful evening.